Welcome to the New York Now podcast, a modern wholesale market for retailers and specialty buyers seeking diversity and discovery. Gathering twice a year in America's design capital, New York City, it's where buyers and designers unearth a refreshed and dedicated collection of eclectic lifestyle products.
Hi, I'm Dondra Glover, podcast host and senior producer for New York Now. And today we're thrilled to kick off New York's Textile Month with our very special guest, award-winning textile designer Carrie Brown, founder of Carrie Brown Designs, one of New York Now's most noted and stunning collections of textiles and home decor. Carrie Brown, Australia's Oscar nominee and New York Now's 2021 winner of the Best New Product Award and New York Now's Best Sustainable Product Finalist, it's clear to see why Carrie Brown Designs are so visionary and celebrated. After a glittering career as a set decorator on acclaimed international film features, Carrie Brown opened her own design studio in Sydney in 2012. Now approaching their 10th year in business, with design releases every season, Carrie Brown delivers bespoke textiles for major hotel groups, high-end residential and commercial and retailers around the world. Carrie's award-winning bold vision and cheeky sense of fun welcomes you to highly original and sophisticated designs, extensive textile selections, and collaborative partnerships with interior designers, with a portfolio of over 200 originals designed and manufactured in Australia. Join me in welcoming Carrie Brown to New York Now's podcast. Thank you for joining us today from Sydney. I know it's in the morning there and it's evening here in New York. I really appreciate you taking the time to join us to share your brand story. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, good, good. I've had a couple of coffees, so I'm fine.
Oh, you're good with the coffee.
Yeah, that's right.
That's a perk up there. We're so excited to dive into the conversation with you. There is so much to admire and celebrate about your illustrious career. Many people don't get the story behind the scenes. We have these beautiful designs at the digital market and, of course, all of your press. I noticed your brand several months ago when you came into ABC, and you won our Best New Product Award. And I'm a textile, beast. I'm like, oh my God. I said, these are so beautiful. And as we approach September for New York Textile Month, and I said, I have to start off this conversation with Carrie Brown. And so I am just, the fact that you agreed, and we really appreciate that we can kick off Textile Month with talking to you. I'd love to start with your path. Where did you start in your career, and what brought you to textile design?
Well, I actually started my career in fashion. I started making clothes, and a friend of mine was printing the fabrics. So it's completely changed from that. So, yeah, I was making clothes, and we've got a famous market here called Paddington Market. So I was selling it there. Yeah. And I got picked up by a couple of department stores. And I know. And I was actually doing sewing then, because I was, 20 or something.
Yeah.
They came along and they said, we'll have a couple of hundred. It's like, a couple of hundred? What are you talking about? Yeah. So that's what started it all. It didn't last that long because they were like, oh, can we have it in pink? It was like, no, you can only have it in black and purple, sort of being young. And you can have it in pale pink if you want. But back then, no. And then so from clothes, a friend of mine was making a film. And she asked me to do the costumes. So I then moved from that to doing film because it was much more fun. And then from costumes were, yes. I mean, it was great. I loved it because it was all the textiles, but I didn't enjoy dealing with the actors particularly.
Because
it was just, I just wanted to do the clothes. I didn't want to get involved in all the whole personality thing.
Of course.
So, so from doing costume, I got into sets, and I loved that because the furniture doesn't fit back or anything, so it was great. So so then I just started doing set decoration.
Wow.
Yeah. So that was the beginning, and then from set decoration I moved into what I'm doing now. So I did that for about 30 years actually.
That's amazing. I was going to bring up the fact that I have a segment here, Hollywood and film sets in Sydney.
you know, developing set decoration, kind of going from fashion to costume to film. And then for that, you've done this for acclaimed international films. I mean, you're an Academy Award nominee. I have to ask you, what was that moment for you? I mean, was it a moment of, wow, I've made it, or I can't believe it, or take
it? It was sort of like, I can't believe it. Yeah, actually, textiles has always been the passion, even during set decoration. It was just like, oh, when can I get to do the curtains and the cushions and the wallpaper? You know, it was like, if I got a war film, I wouldn't want to do that, because there was not much of a textile opportunity in that. So it was always that. And I think when I was actually told, I was working on a TV series in Sydney with Robert Wagner. And I think, yeah, at the time, I was actually getting in trouble with the accountant for spending too much money on textiles. And someone came in and went, she's just been nominated for an Academy Award. Well, it changed the conversation, I can tell you.
Of course it did.
Yeah, yeah.
I would happen to think that you got your budget, right?
Yeah, I did. I got my budget. It was fantastic.
I mean, it's amazing when I think about your body. I mean, you worked on like mega films. I mean, Mission Impossible, hey, one of my favorites, by the way, the classic and the new. I mean, Peter Pan, you know, the past man. And then I read something where you talked about a film that you worked on called The Quiet American. And
there was that's actually my favorite one I worked on. Yeah.
I read about that.
Yeah. And unfortunately, just when it was about to be released, 9/11 happened.
Oh,
so it was, yeah, a bit of a nightmare, but
of
it's one I really enjoy watching again and again. We made it in Vietnam. It was, it was great.
What an extraordinary experience. And, you know, I said, you know, there's so much to unpack in this incredible journey of yours. And it kind of leads me to my next question. When did the passion arrive for textiles? I know that you started in fashion and costume, and we've just talked about on set blowing the budget, but then when they awarded, I could have the budget. Was there a certain way that textiles laid in for you, and you just said, I've got to keep this with me and keep going?
I just think I was born loving textiles or something. I just used to lock myself away as a child, making Barbie doll clothes and, you know, playing with bits of fabric. My mother made all my clothes, and then I started making all my clothes. So it was always fabrics and that sort of thing. And then working in film was just, I got to travel the world, and because I was doing a lot of period and fantasy films, I got to research and look at old textiles, you know, and I fell in love with that. So it was kind of, I just always have loved textiles, I think, and everything I've done has just always been a means to using textiles.
Yeah.
So, and getting to work with it, getting paid to use textiles.
And
I love pattern. So I've just always, and so working in film was just like playing, really, and, you know, getting to play in a bigger toy box.
Of course. Yeah. You know, textiles, they're really a special place for me as well. They hold so much history. There's so much.
And they're female, aren't they?
Right. Yeah. There's colors and patterns, and you know, I hear that you love 18th and 19th century motifs.
Yeah.
And botanical graffiti. I think I read about that.
And they are, I mean, especially period textiles, they have the hand of the maker with them, like embroideries and the idea for the prints. I love looking at even just samples of textiles, because, you know, and I love the writing on them, and I love, you know, how they were, you know, catalogued, and all, I love all of it.
And I know that we'll talk about it more in depth later, but your assortment. When I first saw it, and it was a, kind of like a 1 minute clip that we had, just like your brand spotlight. Harry, I was blown away. You know, the luxury, the luster, the prints, the scale, you know, the many different textures and the way things were placed. I thought, I don't know if people realize, you know, how a textile print can just change a room and make such a difference. And you can go places in textiles and layers that just
change everything. Yeah.
Everything. It leads me kind of into my next question and talking about influence. How does your, you know, and does your background as a set decorator you know, how does that experience impact the way you work with interior designers or design? How does that impact that, if it does?
Yeah, it does. I think working as in film for 30 years has completely influenced the way I work in textiles, because I didn't study to be a textile designer. I just made it up, really. So the camera, setting a scene, an interior for a film, for the camera, you need lots of layers. It's very boring just to have like a one layer thing. You need lots of textures and lots of layers. And that's the way I work on my textiles, on my designs. They're kind of digital collages, and it's like a vertical collage. So it's layers on top of each other that I blend and combine together. And I'm just not interested in a repeat pattern or anything like that. All my fabrics are panels, my wallpapers are murals. So I want to tell a whole complete story. It's like an artwork or something. I don't want to just do one little thing and then repeat that. That's just so boring. I couldn't stand it. And there's enough of that anyway. So,
well, yeah.
I don't need to do that. There's plenty of people who do that really well. So I don't need to do that. I don't even want to know how to do it. Yeah, I don't even want to know how textile designers work, because it would ruin it for me. I'd rather just blunder on not knowing what I'm doing, actually.
No, so, but I feel, you know, when you talk about doing all these layers that part of your technique, I feel like it is kind of taking people through a painting and through an experience, because there's so many places to look and to capture your eye and these spots. And I think that, you know, it's kind of like, it's like a tapestry, I feel, that you build in your design from what I see. And I think it's amazing. So I would imagine, you know, when you are as original and as spontaneous, and you know, you kind of take in the environment and you're inspired by your own kind of path and what registers with you, you can't contain that with one canvas. You know, I'd love to talk about Australia and the design landscape. You know, we hear about the food and the opera house, and of course I'm a fan of I have her magazine, Donna Hay with Food, and of course all the handsome Australian actors and so forth. But what's the design scape there, and you know, what does that look like?
It's very small, I've got to say. And it's like with architecture and interior design and everything, it's all white and minimalist. I just didn't get the memo, obviously. But it's a lot of, I think because the light is so bright and there's lots of kind of, you know, well, where I am anyway, I live right near Bondi Beach, and so there's lots of kind of ocean and that sort of thing. And, yeah, the design landscape's a bit sort of minimalist.
Just kind of clean and simple.
Yeah, I'm kind of not typical of that at all. I don't think there's anyone here doing what I do much. And I think I have a lot of European and Asian influence in my work. And it's probably the years of working in overseas. I'm fairly irreverent too, because I'll just take anything from anywhere and use it. I mean, you know, like old images and influences and combine them. But I mean, Australia is also very multicultural. So I suppose you know, there's all that kind of influence too.
Of course. And you know, one of the things that I thought about was that your designs and the way you design the color palettes and the richness is registered so strongly in the United States.
It works really well in the United States. They really get me. And so in Europe as well. Yeah.
Really do. It's exciting. Very much so.
But anybody who loves color and textiles loves my stuff. But yeah,
of course. It leads me into my next question, you know, talking about your approach to color palettes and what inspires a Carrie Brown collection.
Look, I'm a bit like a bowerbird collecting things here, there and everywhere. So it's not, I'm not necessarily just sitting here going, oh, what's the Dulux color of the year? I couldn't care less. I don't rule out any colors. It just depends on where I'm at and what I'm doing.
I love that.
Often work is inspired by commissions, you know, so someone will be doing a hotel somewhere and so they come to me with their vision and I'll go along their journey, which I'm really used to doing because I did that in film.
Of course.
Yeah. you know, 1400s Baltimore during the Raven and Edgar Allan Poe. And then the next minute, you know, you're in outer space or something. So I love all that. I love going from one place to the other. So I can't be limited by what's in fashion right this minute. People don't live like that anyway, do they?
They don't. You don't rule out color. You don't rule it out. Youth, and that, you know, just that in itself, because, you know, we have kind of been socialized and designed, particularly in the United States, where, oh, it's the season for blue and it's the season for red and red. Yeah. And so that kind of thing. I mean, I don't know if we went through an experience here. We used to have this thing that you can't wear white clothes after Labor Day. And someone said, why?
Why?
I want to wear my jeans. I have a dress that I didn't wear in August. It's only September. You know, please let me wear it. And I was so excited when people started, you know, just breaking the rules.
I know, it is exciting, isn't it? It's like, and they come out and they go, I mean, what was this year? Dulux. I don't know if you have Dulux color of the year. It was yellow and gray. And it's like, you have got to be kidding. Who would ever want to be putting yellow and gray together? Oh my God. You know, forget about it. It's a joke.
I love that. I mean, that, yeah. So I'm going to remember that here. I don't rule out any color, and that and it just gives you a freedom. And also I think for buyers and retailers, and customers who are excited about your collection or who don't know about it, that just opens up a whole nother door. It's not seasonal.
Yeah, exactly. Let's get over that. Yeah, let's go personal. That's what I say.
Exactly.
You know, I'm a small company and I can work personally with people. You know, we don't have to go through layers and layers of people to get to me. You can just ring me up and speak to me. Collaborator, exactly. Yeah. And so if I can change a color for a designer, I will, you know, that because, and we print to order rather than, you know, fill up the planet with everything I think everybody should want. So we wait and see what people want and how they want it. You know, why not?
Exactly. That's what I say. Yeah. I think it's a great way. And on that strength and staying in with what people want and giving them options, buyers are increasingly more conscious and committed to sustainable practices and principles. It's almost, you know, now more than ever, the consciousness bar has been, it's high and in the best way. And the great thing is that people are responding. What should we know about Carrie Brown designs and interiors? What should we know about those principles with you?
Yeah, I mean, like I say, I print to order, so I don't have surplus product laying around that nobody wants. All the people I work with are small family businesses, so they all work the same way. Nice. So I've got different printers and they're small family businesses. I recycle, like even the offcuts from the cushions, that sort of thing, recycle everything. So that's all, you know, to send out to different companies, come and pick it up. And then they use it for, you know, filling toys or boxing bags or whatever. So it's all recycled. All the inks are water soluble. We try to use processes that don't use a lot of water either. So wherever we can.
I see it, you know,
we limit waste. Everything we use should last. You know, you shouldn't have to be throwing it out. I don't want you to throw it out. That's why I think about the whole color thing. You know, if you love blue, use blue for your whole life if you want
blue. You've said so many valid and incredible points that are integrated into your business and your principles. But with making things to order, one of the things you said is there's no waste. And that's really impactful because we have landfills filled and so of textiles. And so, you know, knowing a brand like yours, you're not wasting. And what you do have, you share, you have a way, you find a way. It's a life cycle. So it is really wonderful for buyers and retailers to know that. And, you know, it just makes us love the brand even more for us, I could talk about so much more, but I am excited to dive into what we have in the digital market. I mean, your collection, it is absolutely stunning. I mean, your home decor portfolio is tremendous. Over 250 original designs, bold, vibrant, luxurious. I completely adore it. Can we talk about what we have here in the digital market.
Some of the new ones, for this digital market. So there's a collection called Casamia. Ah. That one started from a commission again. I was commissioned to do wallpaper and textiles for a new guest house opening up in the Southern Highlands, which is sort of the country area in down from Sydney, not far from Sydney. And it was an old family home that was probably built in 1880s. Wow. And I thought about the collection being, because it was a family home, I thought, well, maybe the wallpapers, because I was mainly doing wallpapers for it, maybe the wallpapers have always been there. And how they, and I thought of them as one of the family members took out a sketchbook and a diary and started collecting leaves and plants and flowers and writing notes about them. And I sort of wanted to include ink splots and, you know, bits of, you know, stains and things like that, just from her journeys walking around the property collecting these things over the years. So that became, I can't even remember which one that was. I think that was Casamia, the country property or something like that, that one anyway.
Yeah.
And then I thought, oh, well, let's just look at all different things that the women in the house did. So there's another one that I said, oh, well, it's an inventory of all the pots and vases and plates and bowls that she had.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, and so that's kind of, I thought, well, that's been, you know, pasted on the wall forever, and then someone's come along and graffitied over the top of it. So often I like my papers to have been on a journey, so they've been there for a long time, and then somebody's done something on top of it, and, you know, maybe the children have pulled out a box of crayons and scribbled all over it, right, but it's stayed there, you know, that kind of thing.
Of course, yes.
There's another one in the collection which is called Letter from Vincent, and that's kind of, I thought, well, that's the writing room or the, you know, the library. And so there's been postcards and people have written notes on the postcards. And so that's one of them, you know, like they've taken a picture of the fields and then written a letter on it to send to someone. So that one's Letter to Vincent. So Casamia is based, was basically based on that commission.
I love you going through a house like that.
Yeah. But I would never have thought about it if a designer didn't come to me and say, I'm doing this house. And, you know, so it all evolves. So I love that when people come with their ideas, because it takes you somewhere there that you wouldn't have gone yourself. I love that. And that's what I loved about working in film too, because you would never go there. You would never find out about that.
Right.
You know.
But being open and you're, you know, designing that way, because just that concept alone with the house and then how you took design through it. It's pretty fantastic.
Yeah. And then I've got Smoke and Mirrors and Abstract. They were kind of done together. And again, they came from a commission for a restaurant in Singapore. Now, the design in the restaurant didn't turn out anything like these designs, but they sort of started on that journey. And so, and then I just fell in love with the idea of, one of the ideas was a kind of a smoky design that the interior designer wanted. And then I just loved the idea of capturing smoke and printing it in different colours and different sort of formats and that kind of thing. So, yeah, and then I wanted to do something more abstract. So that sort of Smoke and Mirrors and Abstract came from that. So it's kind of was more sort of, you know, and then I started laying sort of sheer textiles over the top of the smoke and got some of those abstract landscapes. So they were sort of dreamy and that kind of quality to them. So a lot softer than I normally do, some of those. And then So Chic, I just wanted to do something with traditional French wallpapers from the 1800s. And so I just sort of ramped up the colour. And like I was saying before, it was kind of like they were up on the wall and they've been there so long, someone's pulled out their, you know, crayons and drawn or scribbled all over them. So they were kind of a bit like that.
Yeah. No, I'm glad you mentioned that collection, because I was like, I heard about it. I said, oh, it's so French. I was like, I love it already. So
Yeah. But I've always wanted to, sometimes I collect things and they don't work straight away, but they'll just be in my, you know, they'll just be there. And then maybe a year or two or three later, suddenly they'll turn into a collection. It comes. It works. Yeah. And then Fauve Forest again was just, I well, some things evolve in different ways. So a lot of people were wanting green and forest and that sort of thing. And I wanted to do something. I've got a lot of green forest in my wallpaper collection. I just wanted to do something much more abstract and more painterly. So that was just playing around with that, really.
No, I love the fact of the green, because, you know, what I found is that I think particularly during this time of being inside and, you know what's happening in the world, I found that people were bringing a lot of greenery into their homes.
Yeah.
I connect with nature. And you have some of those beautiful big bowl prints that I feel like when I look at that, I'm bringing the outside in.
Yeah. That's very Australian too, because our houses are very open to the outside. And so the outside, the greenery is always coming in. So that is part of
that. It's a beautiful landscape, yeah. So those are the ones that are available in the digital market. And that's just, I mean, what a collection. And also you have this vast assortment that buyers can tap into. Before I go back to that, I'd love to talk a little bit about your work with hotels. I mean, you have worked with some of the most noted luxurious hotels, unique, special hotels around the world. In the States, you've designed for the Marriott Hotel, Little Belle of Grace, that's in Charleston, the Coastal City in South Carolina. How does that feel in collaborating with those hotels and designers to just, you know, because here you're working and collaborating, creating spaces that people from around the world visit. Hotels, you go in, it kind of gets to be your home for a while until you leave.
Yeah, it's my favorite because I can kind of go bigger and more elaborate and create spaces, like create little film sets in a way. So, yeah, I love working with designers of hotels. That's my favorite because the space is bigger too. But, you know, we've done some great domestic interiors as well. It works well domestically as well. Yeah.
Those are really special. I just think
the hotels are fun because you get to do more and bigger.
People really see it because, you know, you travel, you stay at a hotel, you want it to be as much like home and comfortable, but you want the beauty. There's something about going into a beautiful space to welcome people. So I much admire that. And in you know, those collaborations and things that you've done, said, I have to ask, what are some of the best design elements you think that people can use to scale a room?
Look, it's not really my, you know, if you wanted to ask me what's the best way to decorate a room if you're planning a murder, I'd be fabulous.
I know, because you will.
Oh, you know, how should I decorate my room, you know? Romantic. I'm sort of funny. I mean, I just design it and it's like, go use it, have fun, just put it there. Because I find the best things happen when you're not expecting them to happen. I don't want to tell people how to.
I understand.
Just be brave. Be brave. Try something. You know,
that's
not
a good one.
Yeah, get some samples and just try it, because you might surprise everybody. You might do something nobody's thought of. I mean, I have people coming in the store. The way we work is, they say, oh, I've got this lounge and, you know, I like blue. What sort of, you know, cushions could I have? I say, just pull out things you love. Let's put them together and see what works, because often people will choose things I wouldn't have thought of and they just look so great together. I think be open, try and at least choose something you never would have thought you'd choose. Don't always play it safe. It's too, you know, life's too short to be so boring. Try something.
I have to say, if I had a choice and you know, just of starting a collection of Carrie Brown designs, I definitely would have posted my couch with your prints. I might do one of your lampshades and I do some of your wallpaper just to get started. They're really, really special. But I think that's a good way. You're saying to people, be bold, try something new, don't be afraid. And they're just, you know, this, the assortment and that you have really lends itself to people grabbing on and trying something new and going there with design. It really impacts the space.
Yeah, it does. I have people saying, oh, should I have all different? I should have all the same. And it's like, if you love the same, have the same. You know, don't let someone tell you it needs to be all the same, or don't let someone tell you it needs to be all different. Go with something that you know that you, because some people are, everything has to be the same or they can't stand it. So, you know, you don't.
Kind of breaking the rules and on your own beat, the way you've done with design, that's, it's really empowering and inspiring. Yeah. Because there's just so much to see, and you really get to look at design and own your space in a very interesting and exciting way.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. You heard it, guys. Carrie Brown is giving you permission. Own your space and design. Space.
Yeah, yeah.
And design. on the strength of that, what's a good way? How can buyers and retailers work with Carrie Brown? How does that work?
Well, they can just work directly with me. So, I like to get to know them, what they want, what are their needs. You know, so it's very personal, very personal approach. Yeah, everything is made specifically for that person, for that job. So they need to tell me what they're after. And or if they don't know what they're after, we can have a conversation. Let's just have a conversation about what they're needing, what they're thinking. Yeah, and, you know, that can lead to all sorts of new things.
Exactly. No, I think that that's a good way in having that, because it is about building personal relationships. And you know, sometimes you can see a collection and be intimidated. How does it work? But them being able to connect directly with you and figure out what's best for their store or what they're calling for their clients, I think it's the best way. So it's good to know that it's a personal experience with working with Carrie Brown and your assortment for stores.
I've got a collection starting at the moment, and it's very different, I think. I have taken sort of lots of different images, historical images. Some of them are graphic design. Some of them are old paintings. Some of them are just tiny segments of a fabric sample that have been crossed out, and so not going to use this one. I love that. So I'm definitely using that one. And I've combined, so they just take up a section of the design, and then the bottom is like a geometric design in some of the colours from that pattern. And then, I haven't even got a name for that one yet. And then block coloured layers of different coloured, bit geometrical kind of fabrics to go with that. I haven't got a wallpaper to go with that one yet. Things come to me.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Things come
to me. I've got a lot of things sitting in the wings that maybe haven't come out yet, but they can suddenly come out tomorrow.
Exactly.
So a lot more is waiting to happen. Yeah.
It'll come out.
One just arrived this morning, so we're about to start sort of photographing it and putting it together. It's always like Christmas when the new designs arrive.
That's what I love, and everyone loves it. Yeah. Give me something for Christmas. I think that that's wonderful. You know, on that note, you did like 4 additional collections for New York Now. So we are really excited about that. And we really appreciate it. It gives our buyers and retailers even more of your collections to choose from and to fit into the demographics of their stores, what they're looking for their season. So I really, it opens it up even further. So we're excited about those 4 additional collections that are in the digital market.
I wish we could have come, that we're in lockdown. We would love to have been there in person.
Oh, I know. We want you here. Yeah. I mean, hopefully maybe in the coming, 2022, do know that once you are able to join us at market, that you'll be here, and we cannot wait. I can't say that enough. But also the fact that you have been available in the digital market and you joined us in this space. And, you know, bringing your brand and connecting with our community, giving them access to your collection, just was a great start for us. And then, of course, being our 2021, I have to say it again, our Best New Product Award winner, and also a strong finalist in our Sustainable Award category. So it is very easy to see why. Your collection, your work has been so visionary.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. it's great talking to you. We've loved everyone from New York Now that we've had contact with. It's been brilliant. So we can't wait.
Oh, that means so much to us. We take it to heart, and we will definitely be staying tuned with you. And thank you again for being part of our family and being here with us today. Miss Carrie Thanks Brown.
Thanks so much. From Australia.
Oh, we'll take it from Australia, and we're sending you right back to New York, Carrie. We'll see you soon.
Thanks so much.
Absolutely. Okay.
To learn more about Carrie, visit carriebrown.com. Also follow on Instagram at Carrie Brown Designs, Pinterest at Carrie Brown Shop, and LinkedIn at Carrie Brown Designs.
Thank you for listening to the New York Now podcast. Make sure to tune in weekly for engaging and insightful conversations touching on the most relevant topics facing our community today. Visit newyorknow.com to learn more about our market and how you can join in on the conversation.